This is Retire with Freedom with the founders of Freedom Financial Group, Tad and Tony Hill. Tad is a chartered retirement planning counselor and registered financial consultant. Tony is the co-founder and vice president of Freedom Financial Group and is a regular contributor to Kiplinger. Together, they are Birmingham's premier retirement planners. This is Retire with Freedom with Tad and Tony Hill.
Hello, everybody. This is Tad Hill, host of Retire with Freedom, and I'm here with my wonderful wife, Tony. Tony, we got a good show today planned. We're going to talk about knowing thyself.
Oh, good.
So we're going to talk about really being honest with yourself when it comes to financial stuff. We're going to talk about your financial campaign. So if we were going to run for office as a financial advisor, what would our platform be?
Do I have to get a new hairstyle?
I don't know. We'll leave that up to the PR people.
Okay, we'll do that, yeah.
And then we're going to take some email questions from our listeners. And if you would like to submit a question, go to askfreedomfinancial.com. That's www.askfreedomfinancial.com. You can also listen to our past shows on there. You can look at the television show. We are now on CBS 42, Saturdays at 11 a.m. So if you don't get a chance to catch that while it's airing, you can go and look at episodes on our website. But if you want to get a question answered on the air, just go to askfreedomfinancial.com. And then we will finish up with our Getting to Know You segment. So let's jump in. Know thyself. So Socrates said that the unexamined life is not worth living. And when it comes to financial planning, it's important to examine yourself, right?
Right, exactly.
By pondering some of the important questions.
Yep.
So let's talk about what some of those questions are and how we would advise folks to think about this stuff. So the first one is, what financial issues do I really worry about? What keeps me up at night?
That's a good one. And I think a lot of people are pondering those, but I mean, I say this too, never worry alone. I mean, there's a lot of folks out there, Tad, that are worrying about, can this work? Can I quit working? And when can I quit working? How is it all going to, you know, am I going to be awake at night staring at the ceiling and feeling a little uneasy in my stomach every time something happens in the news or something happens? Am I rushing to my computer and turning it on and looking at my stock portfolio? I mean, that's not living to me. That's a very, very stressful way to live.
Well, and, you know, I think different people worry about different things. You know, I know for myself, sometimes I feel like, well, if I'm worrying, I'm doing something.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you do. And I'm like, let's take action.
Yeah, but worrying by itself doesn't accomplish anything.
And worrying by yourself doesn't either.
Well, you say that all the time.
Yeah, don't sit there and just worry about something. I mean, I am a doer. You know that? I mean, I'm going to, if I'm worried about something or if there's a problem, an issue, a concern, anything, I'm going to go tackle it.
Well,
I'm not going to sit and worry about it.
Hopefully I'm a doer too. We don't want to give our listeners the impression But I also tend to worry about it at the same time, whereas you don't really worry about it. You just act. And so I worry about it, then act, and then worry some more, and then act some more. and really, it's kind of pointless, right? The key thing is figure out what it is that you want to accomplish. What are you concerned about? And then
get some help. I mean,
get a plan in place.
Yeah.
And either execute it yourself if you feel compelled or competent enough to do that, or find somebody that you trust to help you do it. But probably the biggest thing that I think people worry about in retirement is running out of money.
And the other thing, too, I see, Tad, is that some people think they've worried so much alone and thought this in their head. It might be just one or the other of the couple has done this. And then they just feel it's hopeless. And like, you know, there's no point. I don't know what to do, so I don't do anything, you know. And they just worry more. That's
right.
That's an ulcer-causing situation.
The not doing anything is never a good path, typically. I mean, sometimes everything is perfect, and really there's nothing that needs to be done,
but
whether you're worrying or not. Right.
But at least verify it, right. And then you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yep. All right. So do I have any biases that affect my financial decisions? We see this all the time.
That's a biggie.
And, you know, it's interesting because a lot of times people have a bias without really understanding what their bias is or where it came from.
And why they have it. And I mean, because that is true. Because you ask somebody like, hey, wait, why do you feel that way? And they say, I'm not really sure. Or this is what my granddad did. Or just something, you know, something, right. You know, very surface level bias.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes the biases are for things, not necessarily against things.
Yeah, true.
Right? So, you know, a lot of times people have a bias for cash.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them feel safe.
Right.
But if we're going to start taking money in retirement, it, you know, most people need income. So if we're going to take their cash and start spending it, we're just in a race to zero.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you better have for sure. enough cash, not only to pay the bills, but to handle things like buying cars and health care and any vacations you've got to do, or
yeah.
You know, if you end up needing long-term care or any of that sort of thing. I mean, you can look at your current expenses today, and that may look nothing like what they're going to be in 10 years or 15 years.
Right, and the buying power. You're losing purchasing power.
And, you know, if you've got a bias against something other than cash, then chances are good you may be going broke slowly. And a lot of people that have a bias toward cash, it's because they're typically scared of losing money.
Yep. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know,
and they don't know there's any alternative.
Yeah. I mean, there are strategies out there. You know, I'll give you another bias. We hear this a lot. People are biased against insurance products, in particular, like annuities. And when we ask them, why are you biased? They say, well, we don't know. We just heard they're bad.
Yeah.
And yet, so let's take those two biases. People with cash that are scared of losing money don't want to do anything else with it. People have a bias against annuities because they've just heard they're bad. There are annuities that will go up when the market goes up, but won't go down when the market goes down. And when they do go up, you lock in your gains.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most people don't even know that that's a thing.
Yeah. That's what they wish the cash would do. That's what they wish the market would do.
That's what they wish the stock market would do, right.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what's happening with that type of an annuity. Now, we don't have a bias for or against any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Cash, annuities, stocks, bonds, we yeah. use all of it.
Yeah.
CDs, gold, silver, real estate. You know, we don't think of any of these things as good or bad. We think, you know, really at Tony, I think I can speak for both of us because we've had enough of these conversations. We really think of these things as tools.
Yeah.
And they may be terrible. You know, an annuity may be the worst thing ever, depending on what we're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
The stock market may be the worst thing ever, depending on what we're trying to do with those dollars.
Right.
Cash may be the best thing. It depends on what we're trying to do and what's the best tool to do it, and then what are people comfortable with.
Right.
So, you know, if that kind of thinking makes sense to you and you would like to sit down and understand, look, here are the things that I'm worried about. Here are the things that keep me up at night. These are the biases that I have, but I'm willing to be open to new information. That's exactly what our Retire with Freedom process does, is it steps you through what do you need, when are you going to need it, and what are the best strategies to help you do it without placing bias on things on the front end. And we will sit down and analyze what your retirement is, what you need, not only now, but in the future. For anyone that is in the first 15 people to call, and Tony or I will sit down with you, and here's what you can expect to walk away with. You will get an analysis of your portfolio. Are you taking too much risk? Do you have too much lazy money? Is there too much cash? If so, are there alternatives? Do you need to be rethinking your Social Security decision? Do you have a pension decision that needs to be made? We will help you think through those things and analyze for you where you are and what needs to be done so that you can eliminate your worries, hopefully, and have the retirement that you want. This analysis we do in person right here in our office. It doesn't cost you a nickel. For anybody that is one of the first 15 callers right now, we do ask that you've got $500,000 or more saved for retirement to qualify for this. But if so, call now. 988-0006, that's 205-988-0006. Be one of the first 15 callers right now, 988-0006.
Okay, so the next one, Tad, let's talk about, let's see, what does, when people should think about things, maybe they should think about money, like you said, it was a tool, right? Mm-hmm. What does money really mean to me, and what role does it play in my life? I mean, because money is a tool.
Know thyself. What does money mean, and what role does it play? So, you know, we say this a lot. I don't know of anybody that really thinks of money as the end goal.
Yeah, they don't want to just stack up.
I mean, a lot of people think that they do.
Yeah.
But if you really analyze what's underneath that, it's not the money that they want.
It's the stuff.
It's the stuff.
That's from what, The Jerk, right?
That's from The Jerk.
I don't want the money. I want the stuff.
Bernadette Peters.
So anyway,
one of my childhood crushes.
No way.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, go for it.
So anyway, it's, you know, money is a thing that we use to enable us to have a lifestyle that we want.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things we really enjoy doing is going on vacations with our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And when they start having kids, we want to be able to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the big things that money allows us to do is spend time as a, together as a family.
Yeah.
Now, we could spend time together as a family without money, but we enjoy the trips and those sorts of things,
and
right?
And also, they unplug a little bit when we're gone.
Yeah. If we're not around the house, they unplug
I'll
a little
bit. I like to go somewhere there's no Wi-Fi.
Right. Especially like y'all just did, you and our youngest daughter, Shannon, just did a cruise. And
yep.
I'm aware of how unplugged y'all were because we couldn't get in touch with you.
It was great, though, for a bit.
So, but that's a thing that money allows you to do, right? So you bonded with Shannon and had a wonderful time.
Yep.
And, you know, for some people, it's their church or their charity. It's a cause that they care about.
Right.
Maybe it's, you know, maybe they have a family member with a special need and they want to provide for them so
right.
that they're able to. So money is not the goal in and of itself. It's just a tool. And so I think the point you're making, although I'm taking the words out of your mouth, is for people to know thyself, really think about what is it that we want.
And don't you think we do, if I'm saying this, a great job of really that first consultation, really getting into that conversation with folks we sit down with, because that's what we're trying to get to. Not just, again, it's not the money, it's the stuff, it's the experiences, it's the family interaction, it's all of that. What are we trying to do with all this money? And then plan for that.
Yeah, and I think we do a good job of that, and I think the reason for that is it's our really our sole focus when we sit down with people for the first time.
Yeah.
Is the first thing is to get them to figure out, because a lot of times they don't know.
Yeah.
Or they haven't talked about it thoroughly together.
Yep, exactly.
What exactly do we want our financial resources to accomplish for us in retirement?
Right.
Is it travel? Is it church and charity? Is it leaving money to the kids? Is it just, hey, we want to keep our lifestyle and not have to worry about it?
Yeah. I mean, just want to make sure we're rowing the boat in the same direction.
Right.
And we're all on the same page.
So if you've got those kind of questions for yourself and you want somebody to help you figure out how to do that, we will help you. And we will do it for anybody that calls in the next 10 minutes. We will sit down with you one-on-one, face-to-face, and help you figure out where you are, and are there things that you should be thinking about differently? Are there risks you're exposed to that could cause you a problem? Are there opportunities that you're missing, things that you could be doing that you might really want to consider? We do this analysis for you at no cost and no obligation for anybody that calls in the next 10 minutes. We do ask that you've got $500,000 or more saved for retirement, but if so, call now. 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. 988-0006.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about our financial campaign. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Retire with Freedom.
Why choose Freedom Financial Group to handle your retirement? Because we provide objective advice and concierge service. Investments, insurance, retirement planning, all at one location. We also partner with qualified attorneys and CPAs to provide complete financial strategies for our clients. We use a variety of investment and insurance products to custom design retirement plans that can give clients a clear look at their future. and we help you stay on the path toward financial independence. If you don't want to do it yourself and want to work with a team to create a financial strategy for your future, give us a call, 205-988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. Would you rather get retirement advice from someone who doesn't know anything about you or Freedom Financial Group? 205-988-0006. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AEWM and Freedom Financial Group are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
This is Retire with Freedom with the founders of Freedom Financial Group, Tad and Tony Hill.
And we're back. All right, Tony, you're running for office. But it's a retirement planning office.
Okay.
Where you're gonna try to be elected as a retirement planner.
Okay.
What is your platform?
Ooh, okay. I think mine's gonna be, if I had to pick one, keeping people as safe as possible by managing risk. And the crowd goes wild.
It sounded like they did. Those were some good sound effects.
Yeah.
All right, wait a minute. So what did you say again?
I'm going to
Keeping
people safe by managing the risk. I mean, I see that all the time. There is a risk-adjusted reward that needs to be managed, and folks just don't understand that. Like, they're taking so much, either not enough risk because they're scared to, so they're hiding under the couch with their money.
Which usually is a bad idea.
Or they're trying to hit home runs and catch up and do all this stuff with the lack of either saving, or they lost some money and they're trying to make it up. And they're taking way too much risk, and they're just going to get clobbered, you know. And so,
well, especially if they're just a few years away from retirement.
I know, and it really, and that bothers me more than anything. I mean, here's the thing that I would say about managing risk. Things are going well right now in our economy, in the markets. You know, I know it's really volatile right now, and this whole year, I mean, pretty much what we got this year has kind of been given back a little bit. But let me say this. While things are going well, that's when we need to fix problems.
Yeah.
And it's not – this is what I ask people. Ask yourself this. Would you rather fix a problem that's already happened and try to figure that out? Or would you rather build solutions – there are concerns that are going to happen down the road, and you already have a solution in place. So when that problem arises, no sweat. We're just keeping on and keeping on.
Well, and the time to make changes is when things are going well.
Yeah.
And if you're taking too much risk, chances are things have gone really well for you.
Right.
So...
And people say, I'll stop doing this when it... It's like, are we going to close the barn door after all the horses get out?
it's like you're sitting at the craps table or the blackjack table or whatever,
and
you are
3 a.m.
way up.
It's 3 a.m., and you know you need to go to bed.
I'm talking about you.
I'm not talking about me.
Okay, so
I'm already in bed.
let's give our listeners a little bit of perspective here. We go places where I gamble probably once every 5 years.
Exactly.
All right. So let's not.
Good news for the year.
Yeah. But you're sitting at the table and you're up big. Take some off the table.
Yeah, absolutely. And or you can just do like me and go to bed at 10 o'clock. Don't go to the casino. I don't go in the casino. I don't like gambling.
Every now and then I can get you to sit at the blackjack table with me until people get tired of you not playing, and then they go, okay, ma'am, you're going to have to give up your seat.
I know, because it's just boring to me.
I know.
Sorry.
Blackjack is way more boring than throwing dice. Dice is exciting.
I see that, and that game is just, it freaks me out.
Well, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, there is a lot going on.
And here's the thing. Don't gamble. Here's the lesson to learn there.
Yeah.
Don't gamble with money you're not willing to lose.
Yeah. Gamble the money that you would have gone and spent on dinner.
Yeah. I mean, if we go, you know, like once every 5 years we go to somewhere where there's a casino, a cruise ship or something. You know, I enjoy playing the games.
Yeah.
But I take the amount of money that I am willing to lose all of.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not happy if it happens.
Right.
But it's okay. I went in there going, this is my entertainment. I enjoy playing the game.
Yep.
I'm going to do it if I lose it. And that's really, if we're taking too much risk, especially with the stock market,
mm-hmm.
you need to be emotionally and mentally prepared for the reality that you could take a 40, 50, 60% hit if we see another financial crisis. And if that's not okay with you, you need to be doing something different.
Well, and the thing is if that happens right before or right after you retire, you're going to have to change your lifestyle.
Yep.
Or keep working longer or go back to work.
So let me ask you this. Are you taking too much risk? Here's one way you can know. If your investments are up like crazy over the last couple of years, then chances are you're going to experience the opposite of that when the market potentially crashes in the future. And I say potentially because we can't predict the future, but certainly history would suggest that day is coming at some point. And so if you want to know, how do I take some of this off the table but still get the return that I need? How do I turn this into income? How do I protect the money that I've got, be able to have it last, and my retirement be protected and go the way I want it to? That's what our planning process does. It's not an investment picking exercise. It's a retirement planning excursion. And it's a five-step process where we go through and help you think through and plan your retirement. The first step is to analyze where you are now. What's going on? What are the good things that you should feel good about? And what are the dangers? Are there risks that you're taking that you shouldn't be taking? Are there opportunities you're missing? We will do that analysis for you at no cost and no obligation for anybody that calls in the next 10 minutes. We ask that you've got $500,000 or more saved for retirement, but if so, call now, 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006, 988-0006. Here's what happens when you come in. We sit down with you personally, and we help you figure this stuff out. And if we decide to work together past that, we will. We are a for-profit organization. We don't apologize for earning a living. But this offer that we're making is completely free, no obligation, and we'll decide whether it makes sense to keep moving forward or not. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But what we will do is put our heart and soul into helping you figure out what are the things that are going well, and are there things you should be thinking about to do differently?
All right, Tad, so what if you were running for office? What would be your campaign?
Well, the first thing I would make sure of is that I had an amazing spouse by my side. Do you know anybody that would be willing to fill that role?
Maybe.
I think probably the thing that I would do is when we see people come in, their biggest fear in retirement is running out of money.
Yep, it is.
And so I think my campaign platform would be elect me to be a retirement planner because I am good at helping you figure out how to put a plan in place so that you don't run out of money.
And you don't have to worry about it.
And you don't have to worry about
it.
Now, I will say this. People have to participate.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
we can't chew their food for them.
Well, we have unfortunately had situations where we put a plan in place that would work, but sometimes the behaviors that are required weren't congruent.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes people are spending too much, and even if they are made aware of that, they don't do their part.
Yeah.
And now, a lot of times we'll have the flip side of that. I've a family that you know very well, Tony, that's been clients of ours for a long time. They want to do some traveling, but they're scared to do it because they're scared of running out of money. And they are, nobody knows. You can never say nothing would ever happen or something would never happen, but the chances of them running out of money are really, 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 really slim.
Yeah.
And they've got many millions of dollars, and they don't overspend. Mm. So they can do all the traveling they want to do, but yet they're scared to do it because they're scared of running out of money. And, you know, we've put a plan in place where we've got lifetime income for them. We've got cash set aside for emergencies. We've got money invested for long-term growth. I mean, you know, we've covered the bases.
They got belt and suspenders.
Yeah, they've got a belt and suspenders and everything else. And really, they're still afraid to spend the money, which I find sad.
Yeah, that is hard. I mean, there's a happy medium. And the other thing, too, Tad, you were just talking about people that are overspending. I mean, most of the time, that happens occasionally here with us. But when we're we start from ground up when we go through our process, I mean, and take walk people through it, and we're not just throwing numbers or guessing or saying something. Right. When they clearly see what can happen and how and when and all those things, most people are super on board with, oh, yeah, we have no idea. Oh, we're just, you know, we of course we can do this, or yes, I can work another 2 years. Or,
yeah, most people are super willing to do what is necessary.
Absolutely. They just didn't know.
They don't know what to do.
Exactly. And once they get that information, they're on board. I mean, but you're right. Occasionally it is sad because some people just don't follow the advice. Sometimes.
Yeah, so my platform to run for office as a retirement planner would be helping people not run out of money, because I feel like that's a thing that we are really good at.
Yeah.
And my point was, but they've got to participate in it. But I will say that 99% of the people that come in here, they want this to go well, and they're willing to do their part. They just don't know how to figure it all out.
Right.
You know, I was meeting with a family last week, and you know, he wants to retire in 2 years, and he said, "I want to retire in 2 years, but I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to retire and then realize that I shouldn't have." Mm-hmm. But I also don't want to keep working if I don't have to. You know, we've got things we want to do. They want to travel. And I think, you know, they're willing to spend the money to travel. And he said, I don't want to do less than we can, because we don't really care about leaving money behind. And I don't want to end up wishing that we had done things that we could have done and were scared to do it.
Right.
But I also don't want to jump off this cliff called retirement and realize that I made a mistake.
Right.
And I don't know how to figure all that out. We've done a good job of spending less than we make. We've done a good job of saving money. You know, we've invested moderately over the years, not too aggressive, not too conservative, and they have plenty of money. I just don't know how much we can spend and what's okay to do and what's not okay to do. He's a dentist. And I said, well, I know how to help you answer those questions. I don't know how to do a root canal, but I know how to do that. And that's exactly what our planning process does. And if you're trying to figure out those questions for yourself, when can you retire? At what lifestyle? Is it okay to spend the money you're hoping to spend? Do you need to cut back? Do you need to work longer? That's what our Retire with Freedom process does, is it helps you figure this out. It's not just about diversifying your portfolio. A diversified portfolio is not a retirement plan. It's a bucket of money, but it's not a plan. And we help you answer all those questions that are on your mind that we find people are trying to answer. And we will sit down with you and stress test for you where you are right now at no cost and no obligation. And our promise to you is that we will do everything in our power during that stress test to help you understand what are the good things that are going on and what are the dangers. Are there risks you're exposed to that could cause a problem? Are there opportunities you're missing? What specifically are the things that we would be doing if we were you to put you in the position you want to be in? Do you need to be making a pension decision, Social Security decisions? Are you trying to decide whether to pay your house off? All of those things. Are you taking too much risk? If you want that kind of an objective analysis, we will do that at no cost and no obligation. For anybody that calls in the next 10 minutes, we do ask that you've got $500,000 or more saved for retirement, but if so, call now. 988-0006, that's 205-988-0006. We can help you answer these questions, but you have to pick up the phone and give us a call. We have people tell us all the time, I wish I'd come in here 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I wish I had done this earlier. Now that I see how thorough this is, we should have done this sooner. Don't delay. Call now, 988-0006.
Coming up next, we'll take questions from you, our listeners. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Retire with Freedom.
Are you retired or about to retire and concerned about whether your money's going to last? Do you worry about the volatility of the stock market? Will the next market crash derail your retirement plans? These are the concerns that our client families had when they came to see us. And that's exactly what our Retire with Freedom process solves, is to put a plan in place so that these issues do not have to be causing you concern during your retirement years. If you would like a plan like that for yourself and your family, give us a call for our no-cost, no-obligation retirement stress test. Is your retirement going to pass the test? And if not, when would you want to know? Now, while you still have time to fix it, or later when it's too late? Be one of the first 10 callers right now to receive your no-cost retirement stress test. 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. 988-0006. Be one of the first 10 callers right now.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AEWM and Freedom Financial Group are not affiliated companies.
This is Retire with Freedom with the founders of Freedom Financial Group, Tad and Tony Hill.
And we're back and we're taking questions from our listeners. And Tad, the first question is from your official name, Thomas.
That's right. Everybody wants to know, how did I get Tad out of Thomas? I didn't have anything to do with it. You can blame my parents.
Yeah, anyway, just a nickname. So Thomas in Pelham says, I am being forced into early retirement at 57 from my job with a large telecom company.
I wonder who that is.
I'll have my pension, but that alone won't be enough to live on. Do I need to find another job since I'm too young for Social Security or to withdraw from my IRAs? What should I do?
Well, we don't know for sure. A couple things to be aware of here. If you retire or are forced to retire in this situation.
Involuntarily.
And you are over 55. But younger than 59 and a half. The 59 and a half is when you can pull money out of your IRAs and that sort of thing without a penalty. But if you leave some money or, you know, how much ever you need in your 401k, you can withdraw it from your 401k if you have retired or been forced to leave a company in between the ages of 55 and 59 and a half. So the first thing I would say, Thomas, is be careful. If some broker somewhere is advising you to roll out all of your 401k into an IRA,
yeah,
because you've just lost the opportunity to get access to it without a penalty.
Right.
The other thing is, I don't know if you need to go back to work somewhere else or not. It really has to do with, you know, you said your pension and Social
isn't enough. Yeah.
And you can't get Social Security yet because you're too young. I don't know if you're married. That obviously, you know, changes things. So we've got to figure out what's really required to support the lifestyle you want. We want to always start with what you want.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to be doing? And can we do that? Is it sustainable? And yeah, a lot of times people can, even if you're forced into early retirement. And let me say this. We have found that large telecom companies, one in particular, yeah, that a lot of people in Birmingham work at, does these layoffs all the time.
Right.
And so we've got a lot of clients from that large telecom company,
yeah,
that we've helped figure this out. And it's a scary thing.
It is. And it's unexpected. And yeah.
But most of the time, we're able to put a plan in place that's going to work just fine. And the relief that people feel, at least what they express to us, is huge.
Yeah.
So it really is about just sitting down and really understanding, what are you doing? What are you wanting to do? What's the best way to access the money? Should we leave some of it in your 401k? You know, you mentioned your pension. I don't know if you're just trying to decide between the lump sum or the annuity. Most people want to take the lump sum, but you got to be very careful with that because you don't want to take something that's a guaranteed income for your life and then take it and take too much risk with it and lose half the money. And you got to be careful with all that.
I mean, you know, Thomas, you need to kind of, you know, sit down with someone.
I would say you need to find a good retirement plan.
Yeah, and work through all this, because besides just all of, you know, this one issue he's talking about, I mean, this one thing, getting laid off early, has all kinds of decisions you have to make.
Right.
And not just the stuff to fill out the paperwork to leave. I mean, you could check the wrong box and elect the wrong thing. I mean, again, you said, I don't know if he's married or not. Like, what was the pension decision? I mean, what's going to happen with all of that? And, you know, how do we not burn through too much too fast? And I mean, that's basically
yeah, that's
the name of the game.
Yep. All right, Tony, what's the next question we
got? All right, so Bart in Birmingham says, can you explain the rule of 100, and is it something that you believe in?
Bart in Birmingham, double B, B
yeah,
squared.
Yeah.
Had a friend in high school and who's now a police officer here in Birmingham named Tommy Tanner. If for any reason Tommy happens to be listening, I hope you and your family are doing well. But we used to call him T-squared. So Bart in Birmingham is now B-squared. All right. So can you explain the rule of 100? Well, the rule of 100 says that you should take 100 minus your age, and the difference is money you should have at risk, and your age is the percentage that you should have in, say, for fixed income kind of investments. Mm-hmm. So if you're 60, the rule of 100 would say 40% of your money should be invested in risk-based investments that have higher potential, but higher
risk.
Potential
yeah.
for loss.
Yeah.
Higher potential for gain, but higher potential for loss. And 60% should be invested in fixed assets like bonds or CDs or fixed annuities, because there's variable annuities too, but fixed annuities, that sort of fixed income kind of stuff. And, you know, Tony, I know from us having a million of these conversations, I don't really think of the rule of 100 as something to follow to the T.
Yeah.
We really are trying to figure out, the first thing we're trying to figure out is not, hey, should we keep 60% of the money safe?
Right.
It's how much income are we going to need from it?
Yep.
Right? I mean, if somebody's pension in Social Security is going to cover their entire lifestyle, they can take 100% of their investments and put them at risk.
Right.
If they're comfortable with that.
Right.
So the first thing we're trying to figure out is, if we need income from your savings, how much income do we need?
Yep.
And how much of the money is it going to take to generate that income? And then once we've figured that out, because that is job number one in retirement,
yeah,
how are we going to turn your savings into a paycheck? And let me say this, a diversified portfolio is not an income plan.
Right, right.
I mean, it's most people's income plan.
Yeah.
It's what they've got that passes for an income plan. And I'll even say this, there are a lot of people in the financial services industry that disagree with us on this, but I think they're dead wrong.
Yeah.
And they're putting their clients' retirement at risk.
Yeah, they are.
Because if you just have a bucket of stocks and bonds and you're just pulling out a percentage every year and you take a 50% hit, and you, let's say you're taking out 4%, you take a 50% hit, you've got two choices. You either cut your spending in half, or you're at real, real, real risk of running out of money.
Right.
So if you just got a barrel of odds and ends and your broker's telling you, oh yeah, don't worry, it's a certain percentage, and we pull out a percentage, and the markets will go up and the markets will go down, but as long as you hang in there, everything's fine, I'll show you the math where it's not fine once you start pulling the money out.
Yeah. I mean, it's, and you know, sometimes people come in and they say things like, what do you guys typically do? How much would you typically put in stocks? And how much would you, what do you say about this? I mean, as if we've got some kind of recipe we're following.
Right.
And I mean, that's just not, I mean, and I think it's because they're seeing that.
I mean,
where
we have
other
a planning process
we
that
a,
we follow.
But it is customized to the individual experience and what they want and what they have and everything like that. It's, I mean, if we were following a recipe, everybody would take Social Security at 70. Everybody would wait till 70, get the maximum amount.
Yeah,
everybody
would follow things like the rule of 100.
Yeah. We would say, okay, this is our mix of stocks and bonds and all that kind of thing. I mean, it's all about what you specifically need. It has nothing to do with what is typical, a rule of thumb.
And it starts with how much income you need.
And a lot of folks, they're on their company's calculator, their financial calculator on their...
Oh, those things drive me nuts.
Gosh, they're the dumbest things ever.
So we talked about a large telecom company.
There's
a large utility.
Mm-hmm.
There's a large utility.
I know.
They run this calculation that tells people how much income they're going to get in retirement.
Oh my God, I know, it drives me crazy.
And a huge piece of it is the income they're going to get from their 401k. And people look at this calculation as if it's a fixed number.
Right.
And what they're going to get from their 401k could be all
anything.
Over the map.
It could be anything or nothing, yeah.
Yeah, right. So they say, here's your pension, here's your Social Security. Now those numbers are fixed. That's okay,
yeah.
Good, yes, thank you. But then they add the 401k in, and they say, here's how much income you're going to be able to generate from that.
And
well,
that's all guesswork.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's all guesswork. I mean, I hate it, too. I sat down with somebody last week. Exact thing. They went on their that company's calculator, and very, very confusing. I'm very confused about this because I'm showing you this report. I got this scenario, and I'm like, yeah, how do you feel about that? And they're like, well, it kind of seems a little bit iffy. But that was somebody who thought it sounded iffy, and thank goodness they did and came in. A lot of people are following that as if that's the truth.
Well, yeah, they don't even, I mean, think about this. I would have no idea how to be a nuclear engineer.
Right.
But if somebody said, okay, Tad, at 63, you need to become a nuclear engineer. I'm going to go, all right, well, I guess I need to start figuring it out. And then somebody says, well, here's a calculator on how to be a nuclear engineer.
Oh, we're having a nuclear meltdown.
Okay, well, okay, great. There's a So unless you really know how to think about this stuff, you look at those calculators and you think, okay, good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's great. I mean, the numbers they give you on that thing are usually phenomenal.
Super rosy.
Right. Here's the other thing it does. Typically, it gives you the single life payout on your pension.
Mm-hmm.
So when I ask people, what's your pension going to be? They go, oh, it's, you know, whatever, $4,000 a month. Okay, that's great. How much of that's left for your spouse? I don't know.
Yeah, because they just
I'm assuming all of it.
Yeah, exactly.
But you got to dig deeper on those calculators, and the number they're spitting out at you, typically, in our experience,
yes.
Again, we didn't build the thing. We don't work there. I'm
but
just,
it's what
when
we
people
see.
Bring it in.
Yeah.
What they've spit out is the single life payout on their pension,
mm-hmm.
and they're making some assumptions about the income from their 401k. And so that's fraught with all kinds of potential disasters.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I mean, and so just cautionary tale there. I mean, we talked about the rule of 100. We got off on this tangent, but I mean, it's the truth we're not following a recipe, and we're also not following like the 4% rule or the, you know, all of that. You know, how much you should be able to safely pull out in retirement. And
so I'll say this: if you are an employee of a large telecom company or a large utility. Or a large educational institution, or the state government, or any of those sorts of people, and you're trying to figure this stuff out, I can tell you that we have a lot of experience helping people do that.
Yep.
We're very familiar with the stuff you're trying to figure out, and we're very familiar with the way your company or your organization does it. And so if you're trying to figure this out for yourself, I would strongly encourage you to call us in the next 10 minutes. Because we will sit down with you and walk you through the process that you need to be able to plan your retirement. We will stress test for you all of the things that are going well. What are the dangers? What decisions do you need to make? How do you make those decisions? We will walk through and show you in detail how to put a plan in place that will accomplish the things that you are trying to accomplish. We will do that at no cost and no obligation. For anybody that calls in the next 10 minutes, 988-0006, that's 205-988-0006. We do ask that you've got $500,000 or more saved for retirement to qualify for this free offer, but that's what it is. It's completely free with no obligation. Call now, 988-0006. We, again, will show you in detail how to walk through and figure those things out. Our intention for you is that you will walk away from this consultation with a level of clarity that you did not have when you came in, and the level of clarity that you were hoping for. That is what we do, and I can't guarantee you that you'll feel that that happened, but I can promise you that this is what we do all day long, and we feel very good about the fact that you'll be glad you did it. 988-0006, that's 988-0006.
Coming up next, we're going to take one more question from our listeners, and then we're going to go into our Getting to Know You segment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Retire with Freedom.
Hi, this is Tad Hill, host of the Retire with Freedom radio show and the president of Freedom Financial Group. We specialize in retirement planning. So if you're retired or about to retire, give us a call. We can help you with our 5-step Retire with Freedom process, and here are the questions that it answers. Are you going to be able to retire and have your money last? How are you going to replace your paycheck with your savings and investments in a way that is secure and will last for your lifetime? How are you going to deal with the rising cost of healthcare, and are you being as tax efficient as possible?
Be one of the first 10 callers right now to receive your no-cost retirement stress test. 988-0006. That's 988-0006. 988-0006.
Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to security and lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AEWM and Freedom Financial Group are not affiliated companies.
This is Retire with Freedom with the founders of Freedom Financial Group, Tad and Tony Hill.
All right, Tony, we are back on the air.
We are.
Right here in Birmingham doing our radio show. So one more email question. This is from Miles in Hoover. Miles asks, which of my accounts should I withdraw from first when I retire? My 401k, my Roth, my brokerage account that mainly consists of mutual funds, or the extra cash that I have in the bank?
It depends.
Yeah.
Miles, you need some help. I mean, honestly, it's great that he, you know, Miles has all those different categories. That means he's got some tax deferred money in his 401k. I like that. He's got some tax free money in his Roth IRA. I like that.
We really like that.
Love that.
Yeah.
But I also like him. He's calling his brokerage accounts. I'm assuming that means his non qualified after tax
stuff he saved outside
of his plan. Yep. And I love that. And then he's got some cash at the bank. So, Miles, first of all, congratulations in saving in all the tax buckets.
Yep.
I really like that you've represented all three of those, because that really helps us when we're planning for people when they've got. When they've got all those, we can blend that and really do some good, you know, some tax efficient planning when we're pulling money from stuff. So, you know, I would say, I mean, we can't really give that advice without knowing anything about what he's needing and how much he's needing and all that. But blend of that would probably be the answer, depending on where his tax bracket is and Social Security and all that kind of stuff. I mean,
some of the things that we may want to be considering is if you're going to retire at a reasonably young age and you've got more money than you're going to need to live on, there may be an opportunity to do some Roth conversions.
Yep.
You know, because a lot of our clients, Tony, have a lot of money, but there's a period of time where they don't have a lot of income.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they've retired, but they haven't started Social Security yet, or they haven't turned on a pension, or maybe they don't have a pension. And so we're able to get some of that money out of the tax deferred bucket and over into the tax free bucket without a big tax hit.
Right.
But let's try and give Miles as much guidance as we can without knowing all of the details of his circumstances, because we've got to know how much income he's going to need, you know, and all
when
of that.
And
of
how much is in each bucket? I mean, you know, he may have a huge Roth, he may have a tiny
right.
one. You know, we don't know.
And you know, extra cash. I mean, there may be too much cash. So typically, we want to set cash aside for emergencies, right? That's pretty straightforward. I find that a lot of times people are keeping way more cash than is necessary for emergencies, and usually that's because they're scared of running out of money. And so we want to, you know, just have a conversation around that. In terms of where to draw from first, you know, the government's going to make you start taking out of your 401k at 70 and a half. So a lot of people would say pull from your cash or brokerage accounts first, and then pull from your 401k, and then pull from your Roth last. Oftentimes we will mix that together, because if you've spent all of your non-deferred money, like your brokerage accounts and your cash, and now all you've got left is your 401k, then you don't have any way to manage your tax brackets.
Yeah, you can't be tax efficient when you're spending. So now we're gonna do the getting to know you segment.
We just got this. We don't get a chance to prepare for these, so I'm gonna ask you first. Wait, I'm pulling it up. They say that smell is the sense most closely tied to memory. What's a distinct smell that you remember, or something you could smell right now that would take you back to a certain place in time?
This is a weird question.
That's why they ask them. We're trying to get to know who you are. What's going on in your olfactory senses?
Okay.
And how is it tied to your brain and your memory?
Okay, so I guess I'm going to have to say men's cologne.
Yeah, is it just like in general?
Well, okay, so here's the story. When I was really little, I don't even know how old.
Yeah.
I must have really liked men's cologne.
Well, at least nothing's changed.
Like my dad or something must have worn it. I'm not really sure. So
yeah, because I've never been a cologne wearer, but if I want to make you have, if I want to do something special for you,
you put the smell good on.
I put cologne on because I know how much you like it.
So anyway, but when I was really little, everybody in the family gives me a hard time because we had some kind of workman in the house. I don't know if it was a plumber or a painter or something when I was little. And then he had been in the kitchen, and then I guess he had just left. I walk in, and I'm sure, I guess his pungent cologne was lingering in the room. And they said, I was like, hey, it smells like a man passed by in here. So that was my thing. It smells like a man passed by.
So when you smell men's cologne, does it still take you, do you remember that every time?
That a man passed by?
Or just, you know, does it take you back to that memory?
Yeah, yeah. And, right, and then plus nobody lets me forget it.
All right, so this is the weirdest thing ever. It's so crazy how often our stuff is so similar, because even though I've never been a cologne wearer, like mm-hmm. as an adult.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Did you wear it when you were young?
When I was in high school, and I'm sure you, I mean, we were in high school at the same time, even though you are an entire 9 months older than me.
Yep.
In the early 80s, all the rage was Jovan Musk.
I thought it was Polo.
No, that was later. Polo was like college.
Okay, yeah. That's right.
So we're dating ourselves. So Jovan Musk was high school, and I couldn't afford Jovan Musk. Mm. So I was, you know, all the other kids were wearing button downs and penny loafers, and, you know, I was still wearing my Converse and my, you know, silk disco shirt. So that's how that's how out of style I was.
Oh, my God.
But it was also because we, you know,
you had to stretch a dollar.
Well, yeah, my parents provided very well for us all the things that we needed, but luxuries were not something that came easily.
And Jovan Musk was a luxury.
Jovan Musk was a luxury. So I was always so jealous of the kids with the button downs and the members only jackets and the penny loafers and all that kind of stuff. So I asked for Jovan Musk for Christmas.
Are you kidding me?
It wasn't the only thing I asked for.
Okay. It was not.
I got some other stuff too.
Okay.
But I did get some Jovan Musk in my stocking.
All right.
And so if I smell, and even though Jovan Musk, I don't guess it's really popular.
What smells like.
You're kidding me.
No, I mean, I'm sure if you.
It's in the little orange box. I mean, you know, I even remember.
Does it smell like a man passed by?
I used to even go by, you know, you can go and they'll have like the tester bottles.
Walmart?
Wherever. I don't know. I would go and spray it on myself because I couldn't afford to buy any. So
I would go
to the drugstore.
You are so bad. That's horrible. That's embarrassing.
But
in a very cute way.
So anyway, that was my smell thing. All right, guys, we've had a blast. I hope you've found today to be educational and fun, as well as much as we have. And if y'all would like to come and sit down with us and have us analyze your retirement, we are happy to do that for you. We will pour our heart and soul into helping you figure this out. We know how important it is to you, to the people that are retiring or thinking about retiring, figuring it out and not having to worry about it. So if you'd like to come in and sit down with us, we will sit down. We'll be happy to do that for anybody that gives us a call in the next 15 minutes. We do ask that you've got $500,000 or more saved for retirement to qualify for the free offer. But if so, give us a call, 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. We are happy to sit down and help you figure this out. 988-0006. We've had a great week. See you next time.
You've been listening to Retire with Freedom.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management and Freedom Financial Group are not affiliated companies. Freedom Financial Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity products guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Freedom Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.